Don't look under the internet.
I threw up my back or something. I did something.
Did you sleep
the other night?
Did you go to sleep and you threw your back out?
Honestly, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I've done
Holy
that before.
Shit. Two nights ago, I went to bed and I woke up and I was like, oh God, this sucks. And then last night I woke up at 3:30. And I'm like, I can't move.
Do you remember a time where you could have been like, yeah, I fell down 19 flights of stairs yesterday and I woke up today and then I ran a 5K and it was fine?
I don't, but I watched you do
you
it.
You watched
twice.
Me do that. Yeah, you watched me miss all the stairs and just hit a door.
Hey guys, I'm
you've
coming.
Seen me do that too.
I well, wish I saw it, but I saw the aftermath.
What is it with me and stairs? I literally just fell forward and missed every stair and went through a door.
It always reminds me of in that scene from Deadpool 2 when they're all skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy with the mustache, and he's just...
Peter.
Yeah, Peter. He looked like him just going down the stairs.
You're my sugar bear.
Sugar bear.
Yeah, 100%.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome. Wait. Welcome. You gotta... No, it's like an acapella.
Okay.
I go welcome.
Gotcha.
You.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Welcome.
Yep. Welcome.
Hello.
Is nailed it. Fucking
yeah,
nailed it.
We did it?
Yeah, we did it, man. Yeah. All right. Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to
deserve a shot,
something.
I think.
Okay. Don't got to tell me twice.
I think you all will notice something. We're in the same room.
Yeah.
Again.
We're in
it's
the
same. Diluted Classic. And we don't
it
have that
classic.
Pervert Matt with us today.
That's like the word of the day. That's how you introduced me to your child today.
I know. Well, it's just a fun word to say. Pervert. You got the hard
but
P.
You said sex pervert, like yeah. You specified.
You told your less than 1 year old child that this was a this, sex
you
pervert.
Introduced me yeah. As a sex pervert.
Am I wrong or am I
no, but I just think it I should be able to divulge that. I want to share that.
I do think that obligated
you,
to you
outed
know.
Him and that's not cool.
It's not cool, man.
You're right, you're trapped in your sex dungeon.
Let me no, I can't finish that sentence. Let's just keep moving forward.
We're getting off topic here.
Yeah, we're back in the same room. Hello everyone. Don't look under the internet. The show where us three haven't been in a room recording together in
since I
like
think
a year almost.
What episode did
I was
we do
here last week?
Yes, but all three of us.
No, you were with us for now. Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Oh, one of the episodes.
Yeah, right, I was. Yep. Yeah, that was a sweaty night. We had to share a microphone.
Yeah,
I remember that night. Yeah.
I get sweaty just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but I'm excited for it. And who knows? Maybe this will come back to being the norm. It depends on if we wake a sleeping baby tonight or not.
Yeah, if that happens, that's just
then it won't become a norm because
it's done.
Yeah. I like when my wife doesn't rip my
testicles
out.
She already did, bro.
Yeah. No, I haven't had a vasectomy yet.
Well,
I still have my penis. I'm good.
I would do that and not tell her.
Yeah, that's what vasectomies are. It's penis removal.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah, stay away from that.
That's, yep.
You leave
that's
his
for
penis
sure.
alone.
Penis way
it's a
too
Brooklyn
hot.
Nine
is that Brooklyn? Yeah.
Reference, which RIP to Andre.
Why?
By Captain Holt. That was the, I think that's the one that hurt the most out of everyone.
That hurt,
this year.
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
right up there with like Chester Bennington, you
that's
know?
Up there, yeah. I mean, that one hit me a little harder.
Chadwick Boseman, Stan Lee,
Stanley, he had a good life though. I'm not upset about Stanley. He
had a very good life.
He was about to be on borrowed time.
I mean, he probably practically already
he was already on borrowed time.
And now Andre, it's RIP to a real one.
Hey, what are we talking about today? What are we doing?
I don't even know.
Sad. So because we got together, we thought let's do a silly one today.
Did we even like say welcome to Don't Look Under the
Yes,
internet?
I did.
Welcome.
Oh, I guess I didn't introduce our names though. That's Doug.
Hey.
That's Jason.
What up?
And I'm a talking vestibule.
What?
You know a vestibule?
Yes. Like
no.
That.
Please explain.
Yeah, I actually
like
I do,
a corner
I...
store,
like a bodega,
like that's... a bodega.
All right.
I'm starting to think you don't know what that is.
A vestibule?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a bodega.
I'm pretty sure. Isn't it
now
like a foyer?
I'm unsure. Yeah,
a
I
vestibule?
Think it's a. I thought it was like a table.
No, I thought it was like the foyer to a home.
I thought it was a
now
a Latin
I'm so
word.
I'm so
Let's look it up. I guess this is
a hall or lobby next to the outer door of a building.
Oh, shit. So it's me, a talking hall or lobby by the what is it, outside of a building?
It's literally a foyer. It's the hall leads from the inside.
Foyer, not foyer.
Right.
Foyer.
Yeah.
So we were both wrong here.
And I thought it was a table. So let's just move on from this topic.
Honestly, that was a very good intro to what we're actually doing today. I don't think we could have backed into anything better than that. So
I want to start us off a little bit with a little diluty.
A little housekeeping.
Above your head.
The most synced it's going to be in quite some time. I'm
sure. Unless we're back next week.
Here's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing. When it comes to the housekeeping. When it comes to the housekeeping.
When it comes.
I don't really think I have any.
Why?
I missed last week's recording, so did you say all those sweet, sweet new patroons that
we
had?
Well, here's the thing. So we have these, I don't remember many of these names, but you guys are like, we already said them all.
That doesn't tell me anything.
But you guys are like, we already said them all. Were these the names that we said last time that I wasn't here? Yeah, right? I don't remember. So I'm going to list off a couple, and you're going to tell me if you're new or not. Ready? Okay.
Guess who didn't listen to last week's episode?
No.
Doug,
no, it's not
that. So I don't know.
Doug,
so we have the Jelly Bean Goblin. We have Mage of Silence.
Was I that drunk last time?
Probably. We have Claire Aiden.
That one sounds.
We have GP Angel. And Marshalla John.
Did we have any new fourth wallers?
This is the fourth waller.
Oh yeah, my god.
Marshalla Johnson.
Marshalla Johnson.
And if I go into the Patreons. Oh my god, guess what we have? We have a couple in Patreon as well. We have Seth. It looks like it's like death with an S. So Seth.
Death with S.
We have man sized sperm.
Aren't we all though?
And we have Lucas Woodward. I'm just gonna say I think man sized sperm takes it up there with a jug of hot cheese.
It's close, 100%. I cannot get over big jug of hot cheese. And it was simply because Doug got broken when, what did I say? It was like jig bug of hot G's or some shit like that. You just were crying.
That
like
sounds right. That sounds right. I love incorrect wordedness.
I will human sized sperm. You're close to taking the title. That's close, but big
it does
jug hot cheese. You're still number one. For
I love
sure.
incorrect jokes, like words when it makes a fun joke. Like there's that one Reddit post of a guy and he's like, I'm going to drink NyQuil and DayQuil at the same time. I'll let you guys know what happens. And his next post, like 8 hours later, just hospital.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites too. Hospital.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Fuck. That shit gets me.
Speaking of Reddit, though.
Yeah, speaking of weird random ass shit on Reddit.
Or 4chan.
Or 4chan.
Or 4chan. Anyway, first off, thank you to all you new members and subscribers. You can go to patreon.com or diluti.com. Patreon.com/dilutipod. Chuck in something or chuck in nothing, but you get bonus material. You get discounts on merch. You get exclusive merch. You just get some fun stuff. So go check it out. Go become a member. Make your daddy happy. And by your daddy, I mean me. But on Reddit, okay. On Reddit, what we got going here today is a couple of fun little. Okay, I'm taking the mouse away from you. A couple of little Reddit stories.
Not so much stories. I think the
just
theme,
goofy gaffes. That we found on the Reddits and whatnots.
I came.
If you're seeing this on YouTube, it's probably titled something like "Creepy Weird Internet Mysteries."
Top 50 weird internet mysteries.
Watch Mojo.
Welcome to Watch Mojo. Today we're telling you a bunch of shit we've probably said in many of our other videos.
And we're going to talk to you about it in the most mundane and dumb voice. Number 5.
Number 15. Burger King foot lettuce.
We're probably going to get sidetracked quite a bit because I miss having boys in my basement.
I had something I was going to say right there.
Okay,
but
John Wayne Gacy.
Mike Wayne Gacy over here.
Yeah, but
I think this is more like what the fuck did I find on Reddit or honestly the internet.
We've done these before, but they're
why
always,
did I look under the internet?
Yeah. We've done these before, but they're always super fun. They're super like easy to do when we need a break from like deep divey shit.
Oh my god, we're just calling it Reddit on Reddit.
But it's fun and the algorithm loves when we talk about Reddit. So here we are.
Yeah, it really fucking does.
That's true.
So we each came up with a little thing we found on the Reddit.
And none of us know. 4chans. None of us know any of the things that the other two of us have found, which is fun because we get to experience the crazy just like they did.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Jason, so, you said you had a long one.
Yeah. Would you like to start us off, Poppy?
Okay. I have a couple of avenues that we can go. There is one that I really want to talk about because, like, I can't stop thinking about it.
Let me hear it, Daddy.
Okay, so it is longer. Yeah. I'm going to try to make it a little bit shorter. But
you don't got
to.
Let's just do a sum.
Are you sure?
Just do a quick. Give me the cliff notes.
Are you sure about this, Mike? You want me to read all of that?
No, I don't want you to do that anymore.
Yeah, give me the cliff notes.
All right, so here's the cliff notes. I found a subreddit called r/fedlegs. And...
Fed legs?
Yes. And this is a... So I'm going to show you guys as I kind of read through this. So just as... This is a preview of what it kind of looks like. So the front page, you've got this woman, like, dressed in yellow, and she's got yellow leggings on. It just says, in Nashville. And there's another woman with yellow leggings. And then there's another woman with yellow leggings. Do we see a theme?
Okay.
So yellow legs is the theme here. Okay? Mm. Let's get into the about... And
did it just say woman with yellow legs? Is that the about?
This is... No. It says a lot more. A lot more. So apparently, this is a subreddit. And again, this is r/fedlegs. F-E-D-L-E-G-S. And it's all about this man named Charles Fed Ostrog.
Charles Fedleg.
Which, well, I mean, he becomes known as that. So he starts something called Ostrog Achievements, and it's... He's more commonly known as Dr. Fedleg in his little universe.
Oh, he got his doctorate.
I think. I'm really not.
Is it the equivalent
sure.
of a Dr. Phil doctorate where he does not have it no longer, but he'll push
it? I will throw rocks through your window.
I will let you determine that after I talk about what he does. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Very simply, it says Dr. Fedleg is a man with a vision and a mission. To create a perfect world. This includes solving crisis after crisis, saving the planet's sentient and non-sentient creatures, and to restore what he believes to be modesty to those who live on the Earth. Dr. Fedleg believes the women of the planet have lost just that. Provocative clothes seem to be treated as casual nature to them. Short dresses, skirts, shorts, and low-cut tops. He is determined to restore order and has devised a way to do it. Simply, effectively, and in his mind, artistically. And so it goes over like a bunch of reasoning about like where he came from. It goes over his history a little bit. And apparently he grew up in a very, very broken home to one Harry and Chrissy Ostrog. Harry, his dad, was very, very, I mean, he was a fucking pig. He talked about how he would... Not sexually or anything like that, but like just abuse the shit out of his kids, and especially his daughter or Charles's sister. And he would always harp on her for like, your clothes aren't appropriate. Your dresses are too short. Not, basically saying like,
you smoke too tough.
You can't go out like that. And it's honestly reading this first part. It got me so fucking angry because just stop it, man. Like,
yeah,
their dresses.
It sounds like one of those, like...
Yes, and he was. Okay. And so this is his dad.
Yeah.
So his son, Charles Ostrog, Fed Ostrog, or Dr. Fedleg, he grew up with his father just being a terrible, terrible person. And the one instance that stood out in his mind was when he saw his sister come home super late, and she was wearing a super short skirt, and her dad came out of his bedroom and just lost his shit. He beat her. He beat like his mother and like a bunch of other stuff. Horrible, horrible story. After this happened, Charles left. He started his own practice. And you might be asking what that practice is.
I was going to ask.
Oh,
I don't know what kind of doctorate.
Oh, yeah. No, this is not going anywhere that you think it might be fucking going.
Optometry.
So, yeah, I know I mentioned earlier that modesty has left the world, and it's mostly the women's fault, according to
I did
to
mention
doctor.
That earlier. You're right.
I did hear Mike say that earlier, too, yeah.
Now, I will say, I'm going to just blanket statement this now. None of us here actually agree with that kind of logic and thinking. This is just a story that we found on the internet.
Jason
on
doesn't
Reddit.
Speak for Doug.
I'm trying so hard to keep us monetized right now. You guys are just pissing money away. Whatever.
Our whole 30 cents a week.
That's more than I had last week. Okay.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I have to look at the analytics.
Well. Oh yeah, it is.
But so he starts his own practice. And what is his practice? Well, his practice is to bring modesty back to the world by forcibly painting women's legs yellow.
Oh, God. That is just the most crazy thing I've ever heard in my life.
What?
Y'all got fucking quiet as hell when I did that.
Because I stopped for fucking dramatic effect, and then that happened.
I was like, oh, no, I can't not sneeze right now.
Holy shit.
So,
go ahead. Go ahead. What's up?
So he paints like on pictures or on like the actual ladies?
Nope, the ladies. So he has a practice, and apparently he goes out and with his team, and his team convinces women who have incredibly nice legs. That is their target.
That's the caveat.
Yes, you have to have very nice legs, and you have to be showing them off.
No,
in a provocative
no cankles.
Way. No cankles.
How many spoons did you stick in your ass?
I did not mean to hit that, I am sure.
Yep, okay. Yeah, I
even when he's not here, Moot's here.
Moot is here. Oh, God. He's sticking spoons in my ass right now.
Oh, God.
So, yes, this is his practice. He paints women's legs yellow. And apparently, what that does is it removes the allure, like the provocativity. Yeah, that's it.
Honestly, if anything, yeah. It just makes me more attracted to Simpsons characters.
Well, see, this Reddit, like, if you go through it, you're going to actually see, where is she? There she is.
Yep, look at this.
Marge Simpson.
Yep. Well, that. And now I'm...
Marge. And now I have a boner.
Marge.
And then there's this one. This one, like, there's a video of someone...
Cheese.
Yeah, that's someone just painting their foot gold, some close-ups, and so...
I'm not a foot... person. I don't understand the hype. Feet are fine. Everyone's got them.
They do, and I don't get it either.
That's
because...
what someone that does have a foot fetish would say.
That's what they would say.
I don't know about that whole foot
cut
thing.
To commercial. So this guy, Dr. Fedleg, is out there. He's got a team of people that go out, and apparently he expanded his team and trained other people to know how to verify. Yeah, like, he's literally
mentoring.
Boots on the ground kind of thing. Like, he's got agents. And he's got women that work for him too, and they apparently are the ones that help make other women feel more comfortable about this whole thing. I don't know fucking how.
No, it's not weird.
Like, come with us.
In with a spray paint can,
and he paints your legs yellow.
No, I know it's not as weird as you think. It actually feels very nice.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Like, very sexy.
It's, just,
like,
it's
we're gonna
sensual.
Think,
it's just it's nice.
It's sexy, but in a
respectful way.
I'm respectfully horny.
Respectfully horny that you're yellow now. Yeah. So he's got this whole practice going on, and so there is so much. You saw the wall of text that I showed you guys, right?
Mm.
There is so much to this that I can't really go over it. It's this whole history of his family and why he does these things. The guy isn't religious. It's not a religious reason. And I thought that was where my mind went, like, immediately, because the thing that whenever I hear someone shouting that women need to dress the way they want them to, that goes
it's mostly
hand,
with the Christian.
It's hand in hand with religion.
Just
any type of religion. It always has some kind of commentary on what people wear. And it's mainly women, and that's all about control.
Lori follows this one Jewish lady on Instagram. And apparently, if you're like, I don't think it might be Orthodox Jew, but if you're like super in it, like following.
Like in it to win it.
In it to win it. Like, you're not allowed to show other people your hair.
Yeah.
This woman's got a full head of hair, but she has to wear a wig out.
Yep.
And then when it's her time of the month, she's seen as impure, and the husband will not touch her. They won't sleep in the same bed because she's dirty.
That means on Sundays they literally don't do anything, which means they hire someone called a Shabbos Goy to do all their work for them.
Shabbos Goy.
Yeah.
And there's a thing called, like...
Yeah, you should know this, Mike, 4% piece of shit.
The Yikvid, I think it's called, the Yikvid. And it's like this water that's like blessed. And when she's the lady is done with her time of the month, she has to like bathe in it or something. And that's obviously she becomes pure again. And then her man is allowed to touch her again because
there's
going to
be a cut here. Just insert the like static noise. Thank you.
It's something like that. It's extreme. Like it's, if you're into that, cool, but it's so extreme.
100%. But that's what this guy is doing. And he goes over and he says, like, the solution to this, the fact
yellow
that
legs.
It's so simple and it's so cost effective. You just paint their fucking legs yellow.
I wonder if it's a trauma thing because his sister got mollywopped for.
There are theories about that.
For being scandally clad, so now he
all those bruises,
like,
oh. You know, when they're healing, they turn yellow. So
that could be a thing. That could be part of it.
That could be part of it. I think it is the trauma because the way the way you're thinking about it, if I'm hearing you correctly, is he experienced this trauma of his sister just getting her ass beat because she wore a skirt that was too short, mm-hmm. right? Now he doesn't want anyone else to have to experience that. Mm-hmm. So instead of letting them be what his father would have thought of as provocative, he paints their legs yellow.
Yeah, he covers them up.
Like a normal human being.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he covers them up.
Yeah.
I bet that the bruises being yellow thing has something to do with him painting him yellow. That's
since
a
you
good.
Said that, yeah.
What a dark place.
Some people think.
Yeah.
It's some people
things
think
I didn't think
sexual.
We'd be talking about, but that's fine.
I saw this and I'm like, I can't think about anything else now. Like I just, there's a man out there who has a business who's painting women's legs yellow.
Should put a trigger warning up before all this, just be on the safe side for domestic abuse.
I mean, yeah, probably honestly. And like
future editor, put it out real quick. Trigger warning.
Something like that. Yeah. None of what happened in his childhood, especially what his dad did to his mother, his daughter, that was all horrible, awful. And what this guy's doing, I can't tell if it's actually awful.
No, I mean, because of the dad and
everything. Well, no, right, that's but fine. No, yeah, 100%. But, like, do I think this is right to do to anybody? No, because you're misleading them.
You're misleading them. You don't condone yellow legging?
Bird Scooter! This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, what kind of scam is this? Like, what is the end goal
here?
Those
horror stories of like someone like being like drugged and they wake up in a bathtub full of ice and their kidney's missing. It's that, but someone wakes up
and your legs are yellow.
Like, what the fuck?
No,
I got yellow legged.
What happened?
How much did I drink yesterday? Like, what happened?
But yeah, there's a bunch of speculation about like what this guy is actually doing this for. No one can really confirm it. And he
won't either.
No, all he says is it's not religious. He's an atheist. He's doing it because he wants to reverse the perverse of whatever the fuck this is. He wants to make sure that women are being decent and he thinks he's the man for the job and he thinks yellow is the color for that job.
Maybe he's,
so why is there a subreddit?
I don't know
because
of the
feet and legs.
5 years old.
That like feet and legs, and
because it sounds like people are just like, well, like I like that for sure.
It's like r/ratemyfeet, 100%.
Oh yeah,
I think that's exactly what it is. But there was even a post commenting saying after 5 years of this being a subreddit, it's like we've gained a ton of traction. Like there's a lot of you here now. I want to know if that's not the reason.
Post
Doug,
legs in chat.
If that's not the reason, I want to know why the fuck these people are there. What are you doing here? I don't know. Like, what? Have you guys ever heard of anything like that? Like, I've heard of weird treatments, like weird, like one-off homeopathic treatments for things, but this isn't treating an illness.
Well, it's just the fact that he's saying, okay, it's not religious. Really blows everything I feel like I would have had to talk about out of the water.
And that's like,
he's just like, nah, I'm just kind of like a misogynist. It's
he's like the Joker, but with yellow legs.
Well, Batman, you'll see that I'm painting all of Gotham's women's legs yellow.
I don't know, man. It's a trip. It's a weird rabbit hole to dive down. That's for fucking sure. feel free to explore to your heart's content.
Yeah, I'll stick to my.
But this is definitely an instance of do not look under the internet. Let us do that for you.
Because I'll stick to my clown girl subreddit. Thank you. What's clown it called, porn? Doug? You know what it is. Was it like
clown girl honk heaven?
Yeah, that
clown girl honk heaven.
Yeah, and it's actually
he
a
said
Facebook
it a
group.
Weeks ago, in the
I think
skinny.
I think I remember you
what
saying
that. What is it?
Skinny that,
skinny clown girl honk heaven.
I don't actually know the full name, but I think it's just clown
like
girl
honk,
honk
heaven.
Clown girl honk heaven. What the fuck?
Clown girl honk heaven.
But I'm gonna. There's a lot more that I could talk about with this, like his cult following, his employees, his agents.
Hester,
like,
and this is his yellow.
Hester Prynne comes up in this story. So I'm not going to go over that part of it because honestly, there's some cool tidbits in there. If you guys actually want to check this out, I won't like ruin the whole thing. I wouldn't call it ruining. It's just divulging weird fucking information. So if you want to check that out, go check it out. It's Dr. Fedlegs is a fucking weird ass subreddit, but I enjoyed my time on it. I'm a weirder person coming out the other side.
I'm more of
much
a freak
weirder
now.
I mean, yeah, I'm,
yeah.
I don't know how to feel.
That sounds right.
But yeah, that's my longer one. I have a couple more that I could talk about, but if you guys would like to share with me what you found on Reddit that made you go, "What the fuck?" Wowie zowie,
Wowbert Zowbert.
Well, wasn't that a fun Ooh. Story about yellow legs and stuff? I feel like we should do an old-fashioned Deludy toast, since we're all in the same room, as is ancient history at this point. I can't remember the last time we were actually all in Mike's basement.
It's been a while. All of us in the basement?
How's your sump pump?
Is it doing?
A lot better. As you can see by the stains on the floor, it wasn't going good for a bit, but it's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks good. Well,
I fixed it.
Cheers, boys. Which classic toast are we doing?
Can we try and do all of them at once?
Okay. Sure. Which one are you doing? I know which one you're doing. What are you doing?
I got one different from yours. It's okay.
Okay. All right. This is going to go terribly, but
cheers, everybody.
Cheers, everybody. Here's
fuzzy
to you.
Duck,
here's
ducky,
to me.
Fuzz, dozzy,
for glory, for honor. If you
here's
can't come
me.
In or come on her.
Jesus Christ, that is unlistenable.
I had to like wait a minute because mine's so short.
Cheers, everybody.
Fuzzy duck. Ducky fuzz. Does he fuck?
Fuck.
Fuck he does.
Fuck he duck.
All the lip smacking sounds that you could need out of Deludy.
Just like classic Deludy.
So, Dumbliss, you're up next, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I wanted to go into the 4chan. The fouring of the chans.
The fouring of the chans.
Because a lot of weird stuff happened on 4chan, and I actually was never really a big part of 4chan.
Me neither. I couldn't get past all the N-words. And,
that's true. Yeah, it was a lawless land.
It was a lawless land.
And I was not a part of that community. And one thing I did find out researching this topic that I've done is that, holy shit, the community for 4chan was large and very, very active.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
huge.
It should have been like what Reddit is now.
It was racist Reddit.
Yeah, 100%.
Racist.
To a degree. Although I will say that going through this specific thread on 4chan was actually fairly clean. I didn't see anything really
came
weird.
Out unscathed.
It was the posts that came like after, like a year or so after this post, like that are on the actual post, where like weird stuff started happening, and it like
okay,
it was already well done, and so either way, all right. So I'm talking about the I Am God 4chan event.
That's a string of words, and
it's
a God.
It's right fucking up our alley. If I didn't think that there was like, there's almost enough for a whole episode on this, but I don't think there is. Like,
okay,
it like was like borderline brushing that like. Can we do a whole thing on this? No, we can't.
A whole episode on the bridge, we could probably do it.
We probably could,
bridge.
But there's no reason for that, I think. I think I can sum this up fairly quickly.
There's no reason to do bad episodes.
Yeah, right. So this is the I Am God 4chan event. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't on 4chan. I didn't follow any of this shit. This all took place in 2014 on one day. One whole day. And I will classify this as an ARG.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I know, right? It's kind of crazy. So
that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, spoilers, ARG, whatever. I don't know. Actually, there's really no resolution, but we'll get there. So as is most ARGs, I guess, right?
I kind of figured that none of the things we brought up today would have like a satisfying...
I haven't even talked about this yet. I've already given away everything.
It's either they have an unsatisfying ending, no ending, or it's a marketing.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Or the ending is capitalism.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it, I guess. All right, so this all started on 4chan in 2014 on their paranormal board or the X board.
Yeah.
So a user basically writes in, he says, hey, my friend took his computer in to get repaired. He's been having a bunch of anomalies happening in the computer. He's seeing all these... He's seeing all of these fucking files.
I've seen part of this.
You might have. You might have seen the image. The image is fucking wild.
I think that's what I've seen, yeah.
So he's like, yeah, like, they have all these files that are showing up. His lights are flickering. They're hearing, like, weird noises, this and that. This actually reminds me of a Jesus Christ. this actually reminds me of a movie that we watched that I will name later on. But
it's just feet.
And... so, anyways,
Gatorade. Yes.
So, like I said, so OP starts saying, we'll call OP PC because that's what his name is on the thread. But he starts talking about his friend, takes his computer in, blah, blah, blah. All these weird things are happening in this dude's house, and he's basically reaching out to 4chan to get some kind of explanation. Basically, people are like, oh, this is just, you know, this is your run-of-the-mill course of malware, like, it or like the, you know, the weird noises, the lights turning on and off, this and that. That's just coincidence. Like, I think you're thinking too far into this. Like, you know, chill out, bro. Basically, like, they're like, you're stupid. Get out of here.
Fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the internet's like, yo, like, you said he has, like, these files coming up on his computer. Like, what are they? Can you, like, send us a file? And this is where we get our first image that PC posts to the thread. Now, we get this weird image. It's all like black and red, and there's really nothing to surmise from this. Like, you can't feasibly be like, I know what that is right off the bat. You're just looking at it and you're like, oh, okay, like, that's one of the files, great. Like, for sure. And then PC ends up posting a second image, and now we have two parts to this whole. And the internet does what it does best, and someone ends up deciding that they're going to dig a little deeper. And basically, they notice that these two parts look like what could potentially be a full image of a face. And now this face isn't complete with these two images. You've got like almost like two-fifths of a face. You've got the dome at the top, and you've got basically what looks like the jaw and like the bottom like of a lip. And it's really hard to make out because people first thought that bottom image was Florida. And you know what? Maybe let me just pull this up for you guys.
This is his forehead.
Just so you can see what the image looks like in full. So this.
I like that one. The fucking MS Paint. This is just man.
Right. Okay. I can't fucking pull up the fucking whole image, of course. Okay, fucking god damn it, stupid piece of shit. So basically this is the image that we're looking at.
Okay, so it's like a red, like, no pupils. Somebody is making a...
Yeah, so they get this top.
You can see a little Florida in that.
They get this top image and then this bottom image, and they think this is Florida for some reason. I don't know. I guess I can kind of see it, but it's like...
Kind of.
Whatever.
If you're looking at, like, okay, but these you're getting clouds,
like you're getting these strips. These images that he's pulling are these strips.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. All right. In the original image, you don't see that. All right. Like, you don't see that.
You don't get that
right?
part. Okay.
Now, moving forward. So basically, like I said, someone takes the time and they're like, "All right, I think I figured out what this is, but we're missing a whole bunch of it." And then the internet's quick to act to edit the image. And they notice that part of the top left of the original image is a little bit like the black that's there is a different color black than the rest of the black that's there. And of course, someone puts it into a photo editing software and they mess with the saturation and they find a binary code. What looks like a QR code, but it's not quite a QR code. It's just a binary code. And then there's a word inside of it. You can't really tell from here, but it's there's like a word in
it's
there.
It's letters, but I have no idea what the fuck that
it's
says.
It's wild that in 2014 it took like it didn't take them that long to figure out what everything meant. But like it took them long enough where it took the whole day, which is kind of funny because right now we have like Google Translate, which in 2014 we also had, but like maybe people just weren't translating in Google.
We're bad at the internet up until like 2020.
It always translated into a dead language. I'd be like, "Hello," it goes, "Bonjour." Crazy gibberish.
That's not real. So yeah, like we get these two images and the internet's like quickly finding out that there's stuff hidden in them. And so yeah, we get this sequence of code in the top left image, or in the top left of the first image, and it is it's binary, and it ends up translating into the word God. And that's all we get. So then OP or PC receives another photo from their friend, and this new image, after another bit of editing, now fits perfectly with the other two, and it seems that there's really only two more images that are missing from that whole stack that, you know, I just showed you. And at this point, someone finally translates the text from inside of that binary picture, which deciphered into "I am." So we get the words "I am God."
I am a God.
And apparently it was Welsh was the phrase. I don't know. So yeah, basically people start to tell the friend, what the message says. He's like, they're like, you need to tell your friend what this says. It's kind of fucked up. And then this prompts the friend to ask, PC if he can sleep over at his house. Cause he's kind of like tripped out and freaked out now, you know? And then,
no,
not couldn't imagine shit. Why.
So from the time that the friend asks OP if he can stay at his house, more stuff starts happening in the friend's house. And so he decides that he's going to grab his camera and just start filming so that he can like have proof to show everyone. And we get this little video clip, and it's literally just this dude inside of his house, just like kind of filming. And you see like some windows and there's all the shit. And then like right at the end of the video, he kind of like waves the camera over and you see this window, and then you see this little tiny red blurb just like right at the corner of the like the window.
Yeah.
And then it just cuts.
Okay. So something's there.
And if you stop the video, it's really, really creepily similar to the image that we're starting to piece together, is what it looks like you're seeing at the bottom of the window. So
I really hope you're about to tell me that there is a man living inside Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's nose.
It is. That's it.
Okay. Damn it.
Finished.
Guess it in one.
Finished. We're done here, yeah. So in that video, if you were to take the audio and actually like kind of clean it up a little bit, one of the things you also get from that video is this disembodied voice basically saying something along the lines of like, "Don't run from me," or "You like can't escape me," something along those lines. You can't really, yeah.
Drink your Ovaltine.
Milk is good. You basically can't really make it out, but like people are, you know, have their theories, right? Milk is good. I don't know why that was so funny. Milk is good. Oh, God damn it. All right. So basically, friend sends OP another image, and this image is of the mouth. You get the whole ass mouth portion, which is this image. Which like if you weren't seeing it all yet, like you get the fucking eyes, and then like you get the fucking mouth, and now it's like sinister.
Yeah,
at that point, you know
teeth,
what I'm saying?
Definitely,
yeah, it's Darth Maul.
there's a bunch of people posting that on the thread. Like they're like, "I figured it out. It's Darth Maul," and like kept posting pictures.
Oh, okay.
But
this is for Qui-Gon. Bang 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 bang.
Yeah, pretty much. Like there's a get level wrecked, of 4chan bitch. That is just people that are trying to figure it out, and then people that are adding zero significance to the post.
It's 1% of the former and 99% of the latter.
Yeah, 1,000%. So yeah, now we have image 4, and basically it starts to get kind of creepy from here. So we have users trying to post on this thread, and they can't post. Like they start trying to post, and there's a captcha that comes up, and the captcha is the fucking last still from the image of the video. with the face at the corner of the window.
Okay.
And people are like, what the fuck? Like, how is, like,
how
exactly? And people are sharing screenshots of them and their captcha on this thread. And basically people are like, yo, I'm having problems at home now. My electrical like stuff is like going haywire. We're getting texts from random numbers.
What the fuck?
All these strange things are happening. We're hearing strange shit at home. And basically one user goes, y'all, we fucked up. This thing, this God that is presenting itself to us right now is literally jumping from like user to user because we're viewing the video.
They're pulling
and we're viewing the images and it's spreading itself.
It's literally, yeah, it's the fucking ring.
They're pulling of the ring, yeah. Or what's that movie with was it When a Stranger Calls?
Idle Hands?
What's that? That with the phone and it's like boo. It's the
One Missed Call.
It's they're doing a One Missed Call.
Yeah.
But
I forgot about that movie.
So
it's bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah, that's fair. So we end up getting. Have you seen the Japanese? Not here nor there. All right. So we get
a Ludi after dark.
Yeah, seriously. So we get our final photo from an upload from an anonymous user on the thread, and it actually says, "Don't loose it." I don't really know what that means.
Don't lose it.
Oh. Like two O's?
Like, yeah, like loose.
Like foot loose?
Yeah, like...
Kevin Bacon?
Like foot lease, loose foot.
Lease your feet?
too many loose foot.
Your feet are loose.
But yeah, it says don't loose it. And then there's a picture of PC's friend's bedroom. And then at the bottom corner, there's the final image in the same image. It's weird. And basically... Users now finally dub this the face of God. We have the full image. We have all five parts. And once we get this, OP just disappears. There's no more updates from OP. We hear nothing from the friend. Literally, this takes the span of one whole fucking day and then poof.
That's nothing. Creepy.
No more. There's no resolution.
My house isn't gonna be fucked with you having that picture on your computer here, is it?
I mean, I'm connected to your internet.
Oh,
so
you
can
just
fun.
Exit off of that right now, real quick.
But yeah, so it's really wild. Like, you can literally go to the archive for it's like archive.4plebs, but you can see the whole 4chan event and everything that's posted in it. Still to this day, takes place in one whole day.
I'm gonna have to read through this. That's creepy.
It's pretty good. Like I was actually very surprised at how like invested I got towards the end of it. I was like, this is pretty cool. Like
this reminds me of a Quiet Part Loud a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Hmm. Yeah. No, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was nice because it had a good touch of like what we talk about normally, but then it also had that like feeling of like. Fuck, like what happened? Like there's literally no resolution. I have no idea what happened because OP just disappeared. Like they never posted again. We get the final image and then bam, nothing.
Well, 203 people got to see God.
Yeah. And that
was that the rapture? 200 people leave.
2014 is why we now live in like a fucking different universe or something. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's one of my other ones that I picked, but I'll save it. Is that your whole...
That's the whole thing. Yeah, that's I Am God event on 4chan.
I kind of want to go look at that, because that sounds creepy, and it sounds right up my fucking alley.
Yeah, you'd like it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael.
So...
Michael?
A little bit of backstory to mine.
Oh, God.
So for this, I was like, where do I even begin to... Because like I've already talked about all the things I've stumbled upon, and I want to do something outside of a glitch in the Matrix. I found some fun ones, like these guys that... are from Portland, but they drove to New Mexico and they found a Ruby Tuesdays, and the people in the Ruby Tuesdays was like, hey, welcome back to work, and they're like, what?
Hell yeah.
and so it was this whole like thing where they're like, it's a weird time dimension thing that they think they fell into, and I was like, that's fun.
That's but hilarious.
I want to go to something different than glitch in the Matrix.
Damn
so,
it.
Okay, I read that one. I was like, ooh, this is
it's fun, right?
It's a fun one. Yeah. Okay.
So I went to RWTF. Because that's where like the bridge one came from. That's where like the guy who had his extension cord tampered with and found like a SIM card in it.
Oh yeah,
those came from. Like, ooh, I like those.
WTF
that's where
the
Box
is very
of Crazy
hit or miss.
Came from there, and I'm like, I fucking love these. Yep. This sounds great. So I went to their most controversial, and then I went to their like top of all time, Went to both. And I found out people like 4 or 5 years ago, even 2 or 3 years ago, were really fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Because people I'll now, find some.
They're still, yeah, they're still stupid.
I'll that find some changed. On there. And it's like, oh, I see these weird comments on videos that and they're commenting about cryptocurrency and it has nothing to do with the video. I'm like, and they're like, what is this? Some weird ARG? I'm like, no, it's a scam account, you fucking idiot. Yeah. And it's like that all over. It's like, oh, I found this weird TikTok. It's just these pictures of people's faces and then descriptions, a weird link to what looks like a crypto scam. I'm like,
that's because it is.
Because it's a crypto scam. That's there's the, nothing the weird. Script. There's and nothing the what the picture, fuck about
that's
this.
By the collection of pictures and part of a script for somebody who's scamming.
Yeah.
Did you, so, did you give them your social yet or
you
no?
You should do it.
Should I? Yes. Shit, what, so, are they waiting?
After me scouring through all these, I found one of the top ones that the people looked at. It was super hot for like a day, it looks like. Kind of like yours. It went for like a weekish, and then everyone was like, I see where this is going. So,
okay.
This is called, I came home to this in my driveway. I don't want to touch it.
continue.
And essentially, it is from
what
a,
the fuck? Yeah,
it's from user Kamaletti 9 years ago.
Can I describe real quick what you just showed us?
Sure.
So with no context whatsoever, all it says is, what was the caption one more time? I came home to this in my driveway. I don't want to touch it. It's just a fucking full-sized coffin.
It's just a coffin.
I want to open it
but
so
But it looks
quick.
Used, like supremely used.
Mm, so if you go into the comments, everyone in the comments is like, don't skip that one for now. Everyone in the comments is like, hey, go open it, puss. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And then they're all just like, do it, puss. And he's like, okay, I'm going to do it then.
Do it.
And so he opens it. And inside he finds, let me see if I can find it. Inside he finds a couple things. Yeah.
Ooh.
Here he is delivering.
Ooh. Yeah? Ooh,
and it links
ooh.
To an Emger.
I'm actually very curious about this.
Inside he finds two things. He
is that
finds,
a fortune cookie?
It is a fortune cookie,
he
yes.
finds a key.
Okay.
And he finds a scrap of paper oh. with coordinates on it. That is
lucky,
all.
Lucky lottery numbers.
That is in this coffin. So he shows this to Reddit. And
immediately
Reddit's like,
think he set this up himself.
Oh,
Reddit, a user on Reddit gets like super into this. He's got like a fetish for keys. He'll even tell you in a minute here. I'll get to it. And so he's like, yo, I looked up those coordinates. They're to a cemetery in Germany. And he's like, here's the thing. I live in Germany. And I live close to there. Send me the key. I will go to this graveyard for you. And the
I
OP
will
is
stick
just
that
like
key up my ass.
OP is like, nah, I'm not. I don't want to do that. Like, this, you don't do this. And he's like, no, like, I love keys. Like, literally, I shit you
no,
not.
No, no,
like,
I love
dude,
keys.
I would shut that chat down immediately if that.
If you, he says, hail the nine. He says, OP, if you mail me the key you found along with the coordinates, I will travel and find out what it goes to. I'm completely serious. I am German. I am obsessed with keys. I have family in Gershwil, and will carry out your quest. This guy says, this guy's just jizzing in his pants. And all that shit.
What's the link? That what's that image? Just click it.
Yeah, I just want to see what that is. Oh,
just a quest
okay.
giver from WoW.
Yeah.
All right.
And so everyone's like, yeah, give him the fucking key because this dude knows what he's going to fucking
nine
do.
9 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, this is 9 fucking years ago. And so he doesn't give him the key, but the guy.
That's not long mine ago.
The good shit.
Wow. I just stronked. That's how long ago mine was from, too. It was 2014. Anyways, I'm going to just stop here.
I'm going to start saying that's how long mine ago.
How long mine ago?
The good shit typically does happen on the internet around 2014.
Yeah.
It was a great year for stupidity.
When Tootsie Rolls came out.
Shit, yeah, also
this shit
that.
Just goes forever. And so another...
wait, this is 9 years worth of fucking comments.
It is. And so another user is like, all right, I'm going to go out to that cemetery. Get fucked, OP. Because OP pretty much just stops commenting on it. He's like, nah, I'm not going to send him the key. And so another user is like, all right, I'm going to go out there. And so he goes out to this this graveyard, the cemetery where the coordinates are. And he finds, it, like, almost to a T, like, where the drop pin for this coordinates is. Like, he finds, like, the plot
mm-hmm.
he, or the row. He doesn't find the specific
but
grave.
Is it an undug, like, a grave that has not been dug up yet?
We're getting there. So, goes through all this shit. They go there to the cemetery, right? They go to the cemetery.
Okay.
There is nothing unnatural about this cemetery.
It's just a normal cemetery.
It's just a normal cemetery.
Aren't most?
There's no locks for this key to go into. There's no hidden. There's no like there's no meetup. There's no person there. Like, are you the key master? And for you to be like, I'm the gatekeeper.
No fucking way. None of that. No fucking way.
Nothing happens.
No fucking.
And then everyone on the internet's like, I'm pretty damn sure
you have to dig up that grave.
No, everyone on the internet's like pretty fucking positive this was all just one giant marketing ploy. Because OP immediately stops commenting on anything, doesn't give any more information, but we do find out where the coffin comes from, and the coffin comes from a company in Germany close to that cemetery, and that cemetery buys coffins off of them. And so we pretty much are like, is this just some sort of very, like, did they attempt to do some sort of viral marketing? And then someone in the comments was like, pretty sure this is viral marketing, people, and they just shut it down.
So somebody guessed what it was and they were like, and we're done.
That is the running theory, because the this fuck? Literally just ends with no good. It does not have a resolution. Someone in the comments is like, I'm pretty positive this is viral marketing for a coffin company. Silence from then on.
That's a strange. This one, strange line of work to get into that, to launch a viral marketing campaign.
This is not that great of a thing, but I want to talk about it because the way it starts off with just a coffin in a driveway, I'm like, yes, this is a box of crazy situations, and it goes fucking nowhere.
So is OP in Germany? Is that what we can assume?
I don't think so, because one of the comments you scrolled past said, like, if you are in Germany, why do you misspell Goderschlaw? Like, you're American.
Yeah, this guy's not German.
He didn't have the umlaut above the O, and you wouldn't, if like, you were German, you would do that. Yeah. If you were American,
this guy,
you would not.
This guy's not German at all.
So, since we've all kind of gone over one, we have a little bit of time left.
We got like
Doug, you don't have a short one, you said, right?
I didn't grab another one.
No worries. That was a lot.
I have another one that's gonna be short, because I'm gonna TLDR the fuck out of it.
Okay. And then I want to spend like the last like 5 minutes trying to figure out something from, I don't want to say childhood, more like my teen years. And I'm going to ask Discord for help. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But yeah, what do you got, Mike?
So, sorry, cord play. TLDR, there was a story called The Homeless Man Bifad. And on Reddit, this guy posted a $50 bill and a note. And he's like, hey, I was just scrolling down the street, and this homeless man came up to me, gave me a crisp $50 bill, and this piece of paper with this weird shit on it. What is it? And Reddit was like, oh, shit, that's a bifad hex or some shit like that. It was a cipher thingy.
Oh, a cipher. Cipher, okay.
Thank you. Okay. And so they decipher it, and it read out basically saying, there's more money to come. And it gave like this like address. It was like, meet on like 53rd and 3rd at the hot dog stand. And so Reddit was just like, yippee, let's all go. And so like a bunch of Redditors went, and then like a bunch of cops even showed up, and they found another code. And with that code, they basically deciphered it to say, hey, you technically got here, but you had help. You changed the rules, and now so will I. And then it goes on to say, look for Mr. Input, which I think is a dope name.
Okay.
Oh, no, it said, sorry, the first one said, look for Mr. Input. So everyone went to this meetup at the hot dog stand, look for a man named Mr. Input. And he went there, but they found another note. And it was like, hey,
you guys are sucking up.
You guys suck. So here's another clue. Look for the Blue Jay. And so they went to this other address, and they looked for the Blue Jay and went basically down this entire rabbit hole of clues and tricks and ciphers, all for it to lead nowhere. Again?
Mike.
It ended on them going to look at one address, and then there was no note or nothing, and it ended.
You didn't...
But it was another one that started really cool.
No, no, no.
Okay, can I do one more? But this isn't a Reddit mystery. It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Okay.
So there's a story in the glitch in the Matrix. There's a story in glitch in the Matrix of this family that went traveling.
But they didn't really travel and there's nothing and nothing happened.
Damn it, Doug. No, so they went traveling, right? And so they went through this old town. Like they were like, it looks like it's like a step away from being abandoned. Like they only need one more economic collapse. And like, that's it for this town.
Okay.
And so they're going through this town. They're like, me hungry. So they find this strip mall. And at the strip mall, they find this little like podunk diner. And so they go into the diner and they say that everyone there is like super quiet. No one's really talking, but they're all staring at them. And everyone in this diner is like, they've noticed like a lot of the people at the diner have like bandages on them. And like, that's fucking weird. And they said the lighting is real gray. Like everything's real gray and like foggy. Kind of like a
Silent Hill.
Like a restaurant in like the 90s where you could smoke in it. That kind of foggy.
You mean a Denny's in the 90s?
Yeah. A grandma's table, if you know where a grandma's table is. They're like, this is weird, whatever. Let's just order some food and fucking get out of here. So no one talked to them. The only person that talked to them was the waitress that took their order and also rang them out and everything. So they got their food and they're like, they're eating it and everything. And they're like, this is the worst fucking food I've ever had in my fucking life. Like, this shit sucks, dude. And so
straight bad.
They're driving away and they're like, we're going to write this address down so we don't forget it and we never come back. Because that's what normal fucking people do.
Right?
You can't just be like, yeah, the Denny's on 3rd is fucking terrible.
Nope, exact address.
So they do this. And then OP is talking to, I believe it was like his stepdad or something like that. And
Stepbro.
And they tell the stepdad everything that's going on. And the stepdad's like, get the fuck out of here. And this is like a day or two later. Stepdad's like, what? They're like, yeah, dude, was like the worst fucking food ever. He's like, that's wild. They're like, what? Why? And he's like, let's take a trip up there. And so they go up there and the place is burnt down, like completely burnt down. And the amount of like people that were killed in this like diner were the amount of people they saw with like the bandages and everything. And that's when they clear it up later. They're like, oh, the people we saw with the bandages were like hospital grade, like gauzy bandages that like burn victims wear and shit like that.
Huh.
So it's just the white woman.
So they're like, oh, everything tastes super weird. And they're like, yeah, right. And the stepdad or whatever is like, yeah, I think you just ate at like a ghost diner. Because this place does not exist anymore.
This sounds like a night in 2009 after taking a bunch of ecstasy.
Sounds like I'm happily married and all of a sudden the lamp looks flat.
Oh my God. The lamp story. I love that. We should have talked about that tonight. What the fuck?
That
was a fun one.
Did we already talk about that? Did I miss that? Oh, yeah,
that was Mike and...
Definitely wasn't there.
Mike and Moody Mutt Cheeks.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Moody Mutt
Cheeks. That is a good one.
Mike and Mood in the morning.
There's like this weird like TikTok like thing about that right now.
Yeah,
like that
so
story. Like it's just like resurged.
And like I laugh every time I see like the when you're happily married, but all of a sudden the lamp looks flat. Like it's just some random ass picture, and like nobody in the comment section has any fucking idea what's going on. It's so funny.
It's if you know, you know.
It's been a TikTok. I want to cover Empty World so bad.
I do too. I also want to cover I Can Taste the Walls, and we have to do that, but I can't find it anywhere.
It's a tricky one.
It's a very, very difficult one to find. So I'll do that, but. For the last little bit, I would like some help. I need some help.
Yar.
Yar, indeed. I spent the better part of today, I found my, a selection of different things that I could talk about today, and I remembered something today that it sent me on a wild goose chase trying to find if I can find this shit again. And what it was a bunch of chat logs from, the early 2000s, and it was, virtual chat, or they used to call it virtual, which it just means virtual sex.
Like an AIM?
Like AIM sexting, more or less. They didn't want to have
send Bob
cyber
and
sex, more or less.
Please send Bob and Vagine.
And yes, exactly that. So it would start off something like that, and the person's name was like Jolly Roger something. And it would start off kind of normal. It would start getting a little sexual, but somewhere a fucking switch gets flipped. And this person goes, full, fucked up pirate. Like there was one, he was like, he was getting into it with this girl and she was like saying what she wanted to do to him. He was saying what he wanted to do to her.
Puts me peg leg in you.
And all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to lay you down in the brig of my boat. I'm going to pry that battleship of an ass apart. And like just shit like that. And it was fucking ridiculous. It was like Jolly Roger something. And he was notorious in the early 2000s for having these super fucked up pirate fetish like sex chats. Does anybody on Discord know what the fuck I'm
not
talking
even Discord,
about?
Just in listeners in general.
Just like any, well, Discord, I want immediate answers right now. But yeah, if
Jason needs
to
know.
I need to fucking know because it's driving me insane. I must have read.
There's only two people in Discord right now, so I don't know how much help they're going to be.
The two of you help. I just remember reading these things and laughing my fucking ass off because holy shit.
I can't listen to you talk about this without hearing the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh my god! I see.
And
you
he's
guys,
just put me peg leg in yours.
See, you two have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I
didn't know any of this shit. So,
oh fuck. Okay, well, if somebody out there listening who hears this and you think of it, please, 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 please email us at theloopypod@gmail.com.
You know, you could good segue. Fuck your bird, scoot, damn it.
You get you. Oh, do you have what? It?
You can just say fuck your boots.
It, but if you want to take it, go for it.
Did you say fuck your boot bird scooter
fuck
shamit?
Your boots. The awkward silences are
go ahead and
plentiful.
Take it away, Jason.
Yeah, if you want
to cram it.
Please, did you just call me cram
it? Did you just call me cram
it? So at work, I don't know if you did it intentionally, but at work, I dropped off this pair of keys to to this advisor.
A parakeet?
A pair of keys, yeah.
Oh, okay.
To an advisor, and it had a little frog guy, and he goes, "Cram it!" And I'm just like, "Did you know?
Did you know?
You know, cram it."
His name is my name too.
Anyway, Jason, take it away.
I know you got it, man.
No,
I'm drinking.
I do it all the time.
That's what I'm doing. I know you want me to take it. All right. Visit us at theloodypod@gmail.com. Please, for love of God, if you know what the fuck I'm talking about with the Jolly Roger like sex chats or something.
Jason needs this for science.
I need it. I need it. I need it. Need it. So I can tell all the doctors in surgery about it and they can never talk to me again. But no, it's been bugging me. So if somebody please, 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 for the love of God, get that to me. You can also go to theloody.com where you can sign up, become a fourth wall member. You get 10% off merch. You get a bunch of cool shit, exclusive stuff. You get a bunch of bonus episodes. As we like to say, you get 4 free episodes a month from us. But if you join our Patreon or fourth wall,
you get about two.
You might get two. We've been lacking. We usually fuck up a lot around the holidays. I will say to everybody who is waiting for content, we have some that we're recording tonight. We have some we're finalizing, so it should be
a hearty Christmas.
We should be all caught up by the end of the year, and that way we can fuck it up all over again next year.
I'm so excited.
I know. But no, yeah. Right after this, we're doing another one. Visit us at our YouTube at Diluted Pod, youtube.com/@Diluted Pod.
Don't look under the internet.
Just look up Diluted. Just Google Diluted. You'll find everything. We've got a link tree for it. Like you can do whatever you want, really. Don't listen to me. We do have a buy me a coffee. We had that.
Buymeacoffee.com/Diluted Pause.
It's beer.
Diluted Pause.
Diluted Pause.
Diluted Pause. Did I forget anything?
YouTube, watch it.
Mike, do you have anything to say to the people, the beautiful people? Yeah, sure, you could go to our Twitter.
What, to our what?
Your Twitter, Diluted Pod.
I thought it was called X.
No, fuck Elon Musk.
Even Elon Musk doesn't call it that.
For real, he was on a thing where he's just like, what do you got to say to the advertisers?
Go you don't want to invest in Twitter? Go fuck yourself.
You just called it Twitter, you idiot.
Idiot.
So I'm looking at this picture of Matt right now. Is this a good response?
Yes. Twitter, yes. At Diluted Pod. You could also go to our Instagram is Diluted Pod. Facebook is Don't Look Under the Internet.
Every link that you're possibly going to need from us, you can find on Diluted.com.
Yeah. Yep. Everything's on our website.
That's our hub.
Have a blessed day. If you go to r/Orthon to find all your dental needs.
Now we have to make that.
Yeah, I'll find a way.
Honestly, Jay, go, what was the name of the doctor? Fuck, I already forgot his
Fed
name.
Legs?
Fed Legs. Yeah, go to r/FedLegs. Tell them what you think.
Yeah, sure. Tell them DeLudi sent you.
Show them your Fed Legs.
Yeah.
If you
I'll
have
get your
them.
Legs yellow. And
yeah, so,
go
so
fuck yourself.
Listen to us. Go listen to Unplanned Potency. Go get
Undefined Graphics.
Get photography and graphic work from Undefined Graphics, Mike Lowy. And then go visit Ghoulish Mortals in St. Charles and tell them
Hell
the
yeah.
Ludi sent you. Put a smile on their face. Links to everything are below. You could also go to our P.O. box and send us some fun stuff that is linked below as well.
That's great.
Suck
my dick. Do you have anything
suck
to say
on
to people?
My asshole.
I don't have much to say other than
just suck your dick?
Okay.
Hey, Doug, what you got?
I'm going to piggyback off of that.
And
for
say,
sure.
My sick.
And just eat my whole, the fattest part of my asshole.
Duck my ass.
I need to stop picturing that.
You looked hard. You were looking into the abyss. You were like, what is that part?
I was staring into the void, if you will. As always, stay paranoid. Internet's full of weird, weird, weird fucking shit, but it's sometimes entertaining and hilarious.
Do you guys like my Christmas outfit? It's Yetis in a forest.
Do you like my Halloween outfit?
It's Yetis in a forest.
It's Yetis in a forest.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Welcome back to Inner Night. We're overjoyed to have you here for another night of spiritual connection and self-discovery. To commence, repeat after me. My energy aligns with the cosmic dance. The universe guides me to my destined path. I am a beacon of positivity and love. Now, a special message in a bottle from another member of Inner Night. Nina says, embrace the unknown, for it is the canvas of our growth. By navigating uncharted waters, we find the pearls of our true selves in those beneath the waves. Let's meditate together on this profound message and unite our energies. And before we proceed, a quick announcement. It is the anniversary of the death of our original founder, John Johannes Jackson, on the 23rd of November. Make sure to pay your respects however you please on that day. For the upcoming week, we encourage you to engage in patience with your surroundings. Other people might be having a lot to deal with at the moment. Remember, your journey is unique, and you are a vital part of our collective exploration. Good night.